This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Senior American officials are painting a very different picture of the United States' last days in Afghanistan and the rush to evacuate more than 124,000 civilians, described by U.S. President Joe Biden as an extraordinary success, while describing the 18-day airlift as heroic and the largest in U.S. history. The officials also talked about their pain, anger, and regret over the Afghans left behind, including many who had qualified for U.S. special immigrant visas. The Pentagon announcing Wednesday the U.S. and its coalition partners had evacuated a total of 124,334 civilians from Afghanistan, including almost 6,000 Americans. A State Department spokesperson said there are between 100 and 200 U.S. citizens still in Afghanistan. Spokesman said, when there are options available for those who still want to leave, we will communicate directly to them personalized instructions on what they should do. U.S. military officials said crews are still searching for five sailors missing a day after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California near an aircraft carrier. One sailor rescued after the crash, said to be in stable condition at a local hospital, according to the Navy's Pacific Fleet. Also injured were five sailors who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash occurred. The statement did not say how the crash off San Diego happened, but the fact the sailors aboard the carrier were injured raised questions about whether the helicopter or parts of it hit the aircraft carrier. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Nigerian gunmen Wednesday kidnapped 73 students after storming a high school in the northwest section of the country, and the latest in a series of mass abductions targeting pupils. Kidnapping for ransom by armed gangs known locally as bandits has become a grim trend in northwest and central Nigeria, with around 1,000 students snatched this year, most of them later released. Police spokesman said rescue teams are working with the military to try to release these students. President Muhammadu Buhari is under pressure over insecurity, and the armed forces have launched military raids and airstrikes on bandit camps, but gunmen have kept up attacks and abductions. The remnants of Hurricane Ida blew through the mid-Atlantic states Wednesday, with at least two tornadoes, heavy winds, and drenching rain that collapsed the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building, left cars and roads underwater. The storm moved into New York Wednesday night after bringing widespread flooding to neighboring New Jersey. Fire crews reported progress Wednesday in an effort to save neighborhoods from a massive forest fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western U.S. state of Nevada. Fire officials said the winds, which had been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as much as expected early Wednesday. The fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe after evacuation orders in neighboring California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is called the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and threatens at least 33,000 others. President Biden Wednesday criticized a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state, hours after the Supreme Court declined to act on emergency requests by abortion rights groups to block the measure from taking effect. The Texas anti-abortion law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to the Supreme Court, even with the 6-3 conservative majority, could still halt the Texas law. The High Court has agreed to hear arguments in its upcoming term in October about a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.